We ask that you would pray the Lord to bless His Word this evening. Again, we're glad to be able to be out here in the house of the Lord. The Bible tells us about the Lord, and it tells us at one place like this. It said that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have some of the Word of the Lord for us this evening, and we're going to start over in the book of 1 Corinthians. I have a number of scriptures here, and thought maybe about giving them out and have people get them ahead of time, and maybe we can read them later on as we go through. First one, and I'll read the first one here in a little bit. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Second one that we need somebody to get is 2 Timothy 2, and the third verse. Next one, I believe we're going to want to have Galatians 5 and 7. Then Philippians 3 and 14. And then we want Hebrews 12 and 1. You want 2 Timothy 4 and 7. All right. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means you can count on Him. He wants His children to be something that that people can count on. So the Lord has grace for you and I. We're grateful for His grace. There's a song that says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is powerful. Able to make you and I to be victorious. We don't have to fall into sin. That ought to encourage your hearts tonight. The Lord wants you and I to lift up our eyes and in faith believing in Jesus Christ. That you and I don't have to fall under sin. He wants us to be the same. Yesterday, today, and in the future. We can be that by the grace of God. The devil doesn't like it when we will try to live for the Lord. He will oppose you and try to make you quit. He'll try to get you discouraged. But God wants you and I to be true and faithful. This means we're going to have to go through some things. And we can. By the grace of God, we can get victory and go through these things. First Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse, says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, run all,
sabes que los que corren en el estadio, todos a la verdad corren.
But one receives the prize.
Pero solo uno se lleva el premio.
Now we're not running against our brother or our sister.
Estamos corriendo en contra de nuestro hermano o hermana.
We're running against the devil for our own soul's sake.
Estamos corriendo en contra del enemigo por causa de nuestra alma.
I'm not trying to beat you. You're not trying to beat me. But we're all trying to make heaven our home. And you're going to have to go through some things. God wants us to be soldiers of the cross. Soldiers are brave people. When they meet the foe, they don't turn around and run. God help us this evening, none of us to turn around. But go forward for Christ. So run that you might obtain. Now here, the writer is likening our Christian walk as a race. That means it's not done in one day. This is an endurance race. We can be here and hear the good songs. And we can be happy, and we should. But this meeting's going to end. And you can still be faithful beyond this meeting. You can still have victory in your soul. And God wants us to go beyond this point. And have something solid in our souls that'll keep us throughout the time. Throughout time. We don't have to quit. We can continue on in the Lord. So he says, run that you might obtain. Run with purpose. Next time when the devil comes and try to discourage you, you tell him, no, devil. I'm going all the way. We don't have to quit. Run that you might obtain. It's worth running and doing it right for the Lord. It's worth being faithful to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
It's valuable. It's valuable to run with purpose. All right, we need to have another verse now. The next one is 2 Timothy. 2 and 3. Who has that verse?
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Tú pues sufre penalidades como buen soldado de Jesucristo.
You mean we're going to have to endure some things? It's not always going to be happiness and everything going to be going our way. You're going to have some opposition. Don't get discouraged in your opposition and quit. Endure hardness. Quit you like men.
tenga valor como un hombre.
What that means is for us to be like a man. Men don't quit. A godly man is willing to go through some things. And he's not going to quit. Godly man loves his family. Godly man loves his wife. A godly man wants to help his family. And a godly man will overcome his passions. And not let those control him. But he will give himself to the Lord. And it's going to take work to do it. A godly man won't quit. So endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. All right, let's go on. As we're running this race, when you start at the starting line, you see them line up. And when somebody says go, you take off running hard. But this race isn't run in the first half mile. Kilometer. It's not. It's a long time. This is until death do us part. So we can start off running hard and fast. There's going to be a time you're going to get tired. What are you going to do when you get tired? Are you going to quit? What are you going to do when the going gets hard? When people look at you and ridicule you, what are you going to do? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Endure some hardness. Go through some things. All right. Let's go now to Galatians, the 5th chapter. 5 and 7.
Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?
All right.
Vosotros corráis bien. ¿Quién os estorbó para no obedecer a la verdad?
There can be hindrances.
Pueden haber obstáculos.
The brother here talked to the people and said, you did run good. But now things have changed. What happened? Something got in the way. Maybe they started off really fast. And I like it when I see you starting off running. I like to see you take off for the Lord. But I like it better when I see you finish the race. And it's going to take some endurance to go through. There's a cross to pick up. There's going to be a willingness to crucify the old flesh. Don't let these passions of life get out of control. If you run the race with patience and you keep your eye on the goal, the Lord will help you with His grace. And you can make heaven. You don't have to quit. Thank the Lord. You did run well. What happened? You see, along this race, there's going to be some times that we'll have opportunity to become discouraged. But then God is right there to try to help and encourage you. If we will turn our eyes to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. He will. All right, let's go on now to another part of this. Part of it is pressing on. Philippians, the third chapter, and the 14th verse.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
You're going to run this? Go ahead, I'm sorry. Philippians 3 and 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's going to take some pressing.
Yes.
A long distance runner.
Una persona que corre larga distancia.
After a while, your legs start getting really tired.
Después de un tiempo, las piernas se
they
cansan bastante.
Start aching.
Empiezan a doler.
Your lungs might start hurting.
Yes.
You might get hot. And everything about you may cry out to say stop. But so run that you might obtain.
Amen.
When you're facing these problems in your life that seem to be overwhelming. It's time to keep on going. I've heard of some long distance runners. And they come to the place that they feel like their body can't go anymore. And they decide, I'm still going to keep going. And then they go through that time. And they say it gets easier after that. Going through the wall. I've heard them saying that. Going through the wall. And then it was easier. So purpose in your heart tonight. I'm going through. I mean to go right on. Until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith. Till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Perhaps there are people here tonight that has turned back. I want to encourage you tonight to come back to the Lord. Start your race again. And this time, purpose to never quit. Mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat, I shall not know. For God will give me victory. If onward I shall go. Need to press on. One of the things that these runners do, they don't carry extra baggage on their back. We want now to look into a scripture in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. 12 and 1.
tanto nosotros también teniendo en derredor nuestro tan grande nube de testigos, despojémonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos asedia y corramos con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante.
There are weights that the devil would like to hang around your neck.
Yes.
He would like to get us attached to habits. Ungodly things. Ungodly things. The devil would like for us to carry hurts. God has victory for our hurts. Offenses. The Lord has victory for us. We don't have to carry these offenses. We can give them to the Lord.
Yes.
Lay aside these weights.
Yes.
Give them to the Lord.
Yes.
They will slow you down.
Yes.
And they may keep you from finishing your race.
Yes.
So run that you might obtain. Offenses aren't worth holding on to. I might get angry at somebody. It's not worth getting angry. These are sins that easily come on us. The devil will try to get us to think that it's all right for us to feel that way. These are weights that'll keep you from getting to heaven. These are weights that'll slow you down. I have seen people throughout their life hold an offense against someone. And they stayed right there in that offense and never progressed in the things of the Lord. Lay aside these weights. God has victory for us. Those things take the peace of God out of our soul. God wants us to run that we might get the victory. I want to possess the crown.
Yes.
I want to reach the finish line. I want to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Can't let these things hinder me. Lay aside the weights. We're going for heaven, folks. Keep your eyes on the goal. You might be getting tired tonight. Maybe the devil's trying to discourage some soul here tonight. Don't quit. Lay aside the weights. Renew courage tonight. Set your eyes on the goal. Looking unto Jesus, the author,
yes,
and the finisher of our faith. He's able to help us tonight. The devil would like to hinder us. As the scripture said, you did run well. What hindered you? The devil would like to get us to the point we don't feel like we can go any farther. But the scripture says for us to press on toward the mark. The prize of the high calling. This verse here in Hebrews also says, wherefore, seeing we are encompassed.
Hebreos 12 también dice, pues,
we're encompassed by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Dice que teniendo en derredor nuestro tan grande nube de testigos.
What this means is that other people who have went before us and got the victory. There's good saints that have lived here before you. Have been examples. I'd like to point you tonight to Brother Paul Frazier. He went through some hard things in life. He's gone on. He's run his race. He set a good example before us. I want to encourage us this evening to run like others have run. With your eyes on the goal. Unwilling to turn back. Though the devil may stand before you and try to discourage, rebuke the devil.
Yes.
As Scripture says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That's powerful.
Amen.
We can make it, saints. We have a host of witnesses. Host of examples.
Grandes ejemplos, muchos ejemplos.
That have already walked the way before us.
Yes.
And they've shown us the way.
Yes.
Christ being the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
He didn't turn back when it got hard. We find him in the garden praying. Praying for strength. And he came to the point that he said, not my will, but thine be done. That's where the Lord wants us to come to. Willing to lay aside all the weights. Being unwilling to let these things stop us. But with purpose of heart. Keep your eyes on the goal. And run that you might get it. That you might obtain. All right. Read for us 2 Timothy. The 4th chapter. The 7th verse and the 8th verse.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them.
Yes, thank the Lord.
He peleado la buena batalla, he acabado la carrera, he guardado la fe. Por lo demás, me está guardada la corona de justicia, la cual me dará el Señor, juez justo, en aquel día. Y no solo a mí, sino también a todos los que aman su venida.
This is written by a man who was getting down to the end of life's way.
Esto fue escrito por un hombre que estaba llegando al fin de su camino en la vida.
He knew he didn't have much farther to go.
Él sabía que no tenía mucho tiempo más para seguir.
His race was almost run.
Su carrera ya casi había terminado.
The finish line was in sight.
Ya podía ver dónde iba a terminar.
And he said, I've run a good race. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I want you to notice that he had a great confidence at the end of his race.
noten que tenía mucha confianza en el fin de su carrera.
If we fight a good fight of faith,
nosotros peleamos buena pelea de la fe,
we can come down to death's door,
yes, podemos llegar a la puerta de la muerte,
with an assurance in our soul.
Amen.
Una confianza en nuestra alma.
And we can say like Paul, I fought a good fight.
Amen.
I'm about done.
Amen.
Get ready to go home now. He said, I see a crown.
Amen.
He's not running against you.
Amen.
We're not running against each other. But we're running against the enemy of our soul. I intend to win the goal. Brother Paul was looking forward and he said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And now there's a crown waiting for me. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, this righteous judge will meet you at heaven's gates. And think of the day when you stand before the God of heaven. And when He looks at your face and He says, well done. It'll be worth it all. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. These trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face will all these sorrows erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Amen.
The devil will try to get you to stop.
Yes.
But God's amazing grace,
yes,
is able to keep you.
Amen.
God's grace is all powerful.
Yes.
But we have a part in it.
Amen.
Our part's to run.
Amen.
Our part is to run with purpose of heart. Our part is to run that we might obtain. Our part is to not let the devil discourage us. Our part is to look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and to go all the way to the finish line. And I believe as we get closer to the finish line, I believe heaven's going to look sweeter the closer we get there. My grandfather, who grew old, came down to the end of his race, and he wasn't afraid at all of death. He had pneumonia. And he was on his deathbed. I wanted him to live. I got down beside him to pray for him. Put his hand over on me and he said, don't pray that the Lord heal me. He wanted to go on. There's a crown ahead of him.
Amen.
Folks, there's a crown ahead of all you too. If you're faithful unto the Lord.
Amen.
This crown wasn't only for Brother Paul. But for all of those.
Yes.
Who are faithful unto the Lord to the end. Lay aside the weights. All the hindrances. Anything that would cause you to want to turn back. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they headed toward a land that was flowing with milk and honey. But on the way, they went through a desert place. And they got discouraged. And they started saying, I want the leeks and the garlics and the melons back in Egypt. It was a hindrance to them. I want to encourage you, when you start for the Lord, leave everything behind. And don't turn an eye back toward sin again. Lay aside the weights and the sin that does so easily beset us. And run with patience the race that's set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to encourage you tonight. You may want to start off with running hard. And that's good. But it's better for you to be faithful until the end. Don't get discouraged. There have been runners that have fallen as they were running. And they get back up and continue running. Don't let the devil discourage you. If you find a place that somewhere, if you feel like that you have not sinned, but you have made mistakes in your life and you're disappointed with what you've done. I encourage you to get back up and keep going. Run the race that's set before us. We have a host of witnesses. I want to read again the 7th and 8th verse, Brother Paul. But refuse... Second Timothy, that my page turned. That's what happened. Didn't look right. Second Timothy 4 and the 7th and 8th verse. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Segunda Timoteo 4:7-8. He peleado la buena batalla.
And henceforth there is laid up for me. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. So brothers and sisters, be faithful to the end. Keep your eyes on the goal. It's a long distance endurance run. You're going to have to endure some hardness. You're going to have to go through some things. But the blessing is on those who are faithful unto the end. You can have a crown of life. I want to encourage you tonight. It might be tonight that you haven't even started your race. It's a good time to start tonight. I'd encourage you to come and give your heart to the Lord. Let Him give you peace in your soul. And then follow on in the Lord. Don't turn to the right hand nor to the left. When the enticements is all around you. when temptation is all around. Turn your eyes from the temptation. And say, I'm running a race for my soul. Set your eyes above the temptations of this world. And you can get the victory. And when you get down toward the end of your life, you can have an assurance in your soul. And you can see the crown. Just like Brother Paul did. And you can meet your end with joy and peace. I want to encourage you to start your journey tonight. The Lord will help you. It'll be a blessing to your soul. Pray for me. I want to make heaven my home too.